Welcome back to Golden Rule Radio, the first show of 2025. We hope you had restful and enjoyable holidays. And here we are entering a new year of this show. Honored to have you listening, Miles and Rob and Tori. And without further ado, Miles, how about we jump right into a 2024 recap on the medals, since that's probably mostly why people tune into this show.
Sure. Let's take our normal weekly snapshot as well, and then we'll add on the extra line of what did we do in 2024. So starting off with gold, and Tori, check my numbers here. Not a bad week so far this week to kick off 2025. Gold up 1.2%, currently sitting at around 2656. However, in 2024, it had a pretty good year. I'm showing about 27% move up throughout the course of the year. So a heck of a year for gold.
Yeah, really a very kind of anomalous year, really. We've seen those before. I mean, if you're Rob, you've seen that many times before in your tenure. In my years, you know, that's a very rare occurrence and it certainly is not something that we expect to happen. And the 1.2% up this week is also very encouraging because this tends to be, much like the end of December, a little bit of a lull week.
It does. And, you know, the dollar is also very strong. So we have a strong gold market coupled with a strong dollar market. And that's usually inverse. The relationship is usually inverse of that. So this is a very strange time. I think the market is pricing in expected inflation. I mean, if you look at the deficit from first quarter of 24 to first quarter of 25, you know, fiscal quarter anyway, our deficit is up over 60% from where it was a year ago at this time. And it looks like it's going to continue that going forward.
Yeah, and that goes to our fundamentals program we had to wrap up the year. So if you didn't hear that one, go back and listen to that. Rob, you're touching on a key couple of fundamentals, really. But Miles, let's jump back into it. Gold gave up a little bit. It was at 2,670 plus this morning. So with where you're reporting, we're still up 1.2% with a little bit of a retracement as we record on Wednesday, the 8th of January. But how about silver weekly in 2024?
Yeah, a strong number in gold, but it's actually going to get a little bit better here, guys. Silver up 4% so far in 2025, currently sitting just over $30 again, $30.11. Not quite as good for silver than gold in 2024, a paltry 22% for silver. So
boring.
So tragic. Yeah. But it's played around with the ratios a fair bit, pushing us back above 90. And we're going to jump into that here in a minute once we take a look at some of the other charts. So let's not forget to talk a little bit about that 90-to-1 gold silver ratio, which we've seen a few times here now when we get to it here in a moment. And not to be outdone by silver either, here's platinum up 8% so far this year, $968 at the time I was getting charts ready for the show. Platinum, on the other hand, kind of the opposite. Last year, platinum was actually down 10% on 2024. So a very different conversation when it comes to platinum.
Really flat then year over year, right? Mm-hmm. From where we started last year to where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Platinum almost, very almost flat, zero. Almost even.
Yeah, exactly.
Very close.
And what's fascinating is you look at the 50-day moving average and, you know, there's some volatility there because we have seen a lot of fluctuations in the price, but that 200-day moving average is not like golds and silvers, you know, where there's this nice steady climb. With the exception of the tail end of the year, that platinum was just flat from a 200-day moving average. You almost couldn't draw a flatter 200-day moving average line on a chart. So how about palladium?
Yeah, the old sister metal, palladium. Palladium's doing all right, up about 2% so far this year at 924, so slightly below platinum. That actually feeds into another thing I'd love to talk about today, the platinum and palladium pricing discrepancies. Palladium, with platinum down 10% last year, palladium came down 18%. And it does look like, another chart we're going to pull up here in a few minutes, it looks like that might be providing a little bit of an entry opportunity pending, but maybe not for palladium itself. So I can't wait to get to that discussion either. So yeah, platinum and palladium losers last year, gold the big winner, and silver not too far behind. The S&P about the same as silver. The S&P is up about 1% this week, but it did push up about 24% last year. And finally, the dollar index is up about 0.5% this year. It's at 109, which is the highest level since the end of 2022, as interest rates were starting to rise. And the dollar had already peaked and was on its way back down. So we are breaking into relatively new-ish, or at least it's been a few years territory for the dollar index. But the dollar index ultimately up about 7% in 2024.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong number. And Rob, as you alluded to, the fact that gold has been climbing in a strong dollar market. Now, we did see an initial decline right after the election.
Right.
So you had a dollar rally.
Which you talked about for clients to expect. And we did hope that we would have a little bit better decline than we did. But this decline is incredibly shallow. Miles, I don't even know if we hit any of the Fibonacci points when we hit the low a few weeks ago. But in my opinion, the dollar and gold will continue to rise for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I don't think we got even close to an intermediate duration Fibonacci retracement, right?
No.
On the short term, we did on that last little rally. We certainly did. But yeah, we're not getting what we had hoped for thus far. Seasonal weakness does extend a little bit into January, you know, whereas February, March, April, even May tend to be strong months.
Yeah, we're headed into a very strong spring.
Yes. Now we'll see if things reverse. I think the markets have priced in more of a, from a macro standpoint, sticky inflation starting to climb again. And with the commodity sector showing increased prices, that's going to draw that CPI up again. We talked about that as a staff yesterday too, that some of the inflation numbers will start to climb again, working against the Fed. But yet the economy is very strong, supposedly. The labor market is strong, supposedly, even though most of that is driven strictly by government spending and government hiring, and that likely will cool off.
Yes.
I heard you mention like this tightrope. You tighten spending,
you hurt GDP.
Yeah. And so the only solution there is to weaken the dollar further. Like Trump's going to be crying for a weaker dollar. And so we'll see if that ends up being the case. Does that dollar index turn down from that 109? Because certainly developed and developing nations don't necessarily love a relatively strong dollar.
No, they don't. It's hurting them. We talked about that in staff meeting as well. Miles, if you have that chart available in 2022 when the dollar was coming off its low, you had mentioned earlier that the dollar is up 20% from its low. And yet, I think you said something. How much did gold go up from the low of the dollar in 2022? We were around 1,700 gold.
Yeah, we were around 1,770 to 1,800, I believe. So you're really looking to the peak a couple months ago. It was like 48%. Currently, it's about 41 or 42. So gold is doing about double percentage-wise what the dollar has done, with a pretty dramatic increase in interest rates to push the dollar up. So what we're looking at here, I think what, you know, that difference is that inflation position you're talking about.
And if the dollar, if Trump gets his wish, indeed, if it is his wish to weaken the dollar, talk about a slingshot for the gold price.
Well, no, that's right. And whether or not the Federal Reserve cuts rates, we have some FOMC meetings coming up at the end of this month, January 28th and 29th. Then we skip a month and it goes to March. And then we skip a month and it goes to May. So every other month, we're going to have this conversation about potential rate cuts. Now, in the end of 2024, they were sort of hinting to the fact that there may be one or two more rate cuts in 2025, and that's kind of it. And now analysts that are being polled are basically saying there's less than a 50% chance of a rate cut in January because of economic numbers working against the Fed that way. But cutting interest rates is weak dollar policy. Trump's going to want it. You know, he came out yesterday and said that the dollar is too strong. Interest rates are too high. And so he wants to see the weakening of that. He wants to see a lowering of the interest rates. Now that drives the credit markets.
Yeah.
Right? That drives borrowing and potentially spending. So they need to increase tax revenues. They need to increase government inflows and cut government spending and not have the economy be so dependent upon government spending for GDP stimulation. So what about these ratios, Miles? I don't want to be remiss in skipping over that. You know, the gold to silver ratio hitting 90 to 1, that's such a powerful image there because The last six times we've done that, the minimum silver rally in the subsequent months from just an intermediate term, you're talking less than 6 months. The minimum rally was in 2024, which was kind of the tail end of the first rally, and that was a 26% move. We have seen over 70% as well. So somewhere between an additional 20, 25% and maybe 50% from here could be a realistic expectation if you just look at the last number of times that we've hit 90-1 on the ratio. And we did that to close out 2024. On the last day of the year, we hit 90-1 again. And to Miles, your point, silver up 4%, that ratio came right back down almost to 85. And now we're back up to 88.
We get a 30% bump in the price of silver. That puts us right at $39.40 silver. That would be fun for silver to finally, after all these years, to break above that resistance. What is the resistance, Mile? About 36-ish?
Yeah, I think you're probably looking in the 35, 36 range from previous charting. But realistically, I mean, 50 is the resistance, right? I mean, that's the number we all want to see.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Let's do 40 first.
Yeah, let's get to 40 first.
Yeah. But you're right. I think 35, that's a tough line. That was like the $28 and then the $30 line to cross.
Yeah.
And then the 32.50 miles. You had this beautiful chart at one point that just showed
where
we were going to be hitting our head, and we did. And so far, we've taken out a few of them, but 35 has been very stubborn. And you're right, Rob, it'd be great to get, you know, a new bull market cycle high in that.
Yeah.
There's nothing like a bull market in silver. It is amazing.
But you are correct in that, you know, if you go back over at least the last 5 years during the new beginning stages of the bull market in gold and silver, every single time the gold-silver ratio is broken above 90, every single time, silver's gone up 26%, 31%, 33%, 48%, 79%. I mean, COVID helped a fair bit with that one. But
yeah,
6 out of 6 ain't bad. I don't know if it's going to be 7 out of 7. Maybe it's 6 out of 7. But coming off the little drop we had right here in the last couple months at the end of the year, Tori, a couple months ago, you put all the numbers together talking about election statistics with gold and kind of expectations with Republican versus Democratic victories. And we saw that play out to a T in the short term. Mm-hmm. And now I think we're going to see that intermediate term play out to a T, where the metals, after a couple of months, get through the inauguration, get back into the swing of things, and they just move back to what their trend line was. And that, on top of this potential signal that silver may be looking at a decent jump here, even on the low end compared to these last six moves up we've had in the price of silver, you're completely right, Rob. That's $40 silver. And that starts getting people's attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the underlying fundamentals are intact. The market analysts and the markets in general are expecting economic growth and inflation. And so that bodes really well for the white metals, especially silver, right?
Yes.
Far better than what we've been going through, which is more of a stagflation, where it will kind of hold silver down from an industrial standpoint. If the Trump administration is successful in stimulating economic growth, legitimate economic growth, and inflation remains, then that bodes very well, in my opinion, for silver. And we'll just have to see how everything plays out, because there's a lot of other fundamentals that go into it. That tightrope is the recession piece. I feel like there will be an igniting of growth, but at the same time, there could be first further or deepening recession type of concerns or pressures. So we just have to see what comes first and how it plays out. And again, that subsequent silver performance has taken 2 months and it's taken 6 months before. So we're not saying it's going to take 6 weeks, that a 4% 1 week performance is to be expected going forward. Yeah, no, not the case. And same thing with platinum and palladium. Platinum being up 8% this week, we're not saying, hey, here we go, this is the deal. But Miles, this other chart you created that shows the platinum to palladium ratio. And remember, you guys, I mean, platinum has oftentimes been 3 or 4 times the price of palladium. It got down to about 40% of the price of an ounce of palladium. Now they're on parity. Platinum's actually just a little bit higher than palladium as we record. So
platinum's been twice the price of gold.
That's right. And it's a third right now.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if you get a little platinum right now and 3 ounces of platinum equals 1 ounce of gold. I'd like to later take my 3 ounces of platinum and convert it into 3 or 6 ounces of gold. Yeah. If it just gets to parity or twice the price of gold again, that's the type of ratio trade that I think is worth speculating on right now, just like it is on the silver side. And if you're taking new positions, palladium to me has gotten intriguing now at this point. Like we've talked about, do we swap out of platinum into palladium? Not necessarily.
Not yet.
No. But if you're adding new money, just like you diversify between gold and silver, is it not justifiable right now to diversify into platinum and palladium and kind of see where their ratio goes?
Because we don't know. And palladium is quite a bit rarer than platinum.
Yeah. That'll be a fun story for 2025, I think.
Yeah,
a continuation
this is going to be a fun year. There's so much happening. There's so much turmoil in the world fundamentally and financially. For holders of precious metals, it's a good time to sit back and watch and reposition or get ready. And for all our silver bugs that have been frustrated with the lack of return, I think this is going to be their spring. And then for all our holders of platinum, with nothing to show for it, like you showed on that flat line of the 200-day moving average, I think maybe we're going to get some relief on our platinum positions, which have been flat to underwater for years.
It'd be nice to see. It really would be, and get some activity. You know, 2024, despite all the volatility, was a year that did not afford us a ratio trade.
No.
Right? And so we'll see. We had a low in the gold-silver ratio of about 73 to 1, a high of about almost 92 to 1. And that's just not enough of a move to justify. Now, everybody's entry point is different. But I will tell you the most intriguing product in the bullion silver category, as we're adding to the silver right now, is the junk silver. Because even though silver's been flat to down a little towards the close of the year, the premiums have come down in that particular product. Junk silver is less per ounce now than the big 1,000-ounce silver bullion bar, and it has an additional premium play on top of the gold-silver ratio.
And also, looking at the collectible gold coin market, U.S. double eagles are priced at the same price per coin as gold eagles, fractional European coins, 100-year-old European fractional coins are cheaper, and in some instances, even cheaper than 1 ounce gold eagles. Definitely, significantly cheaper than fractional gold eagles. So there's some great values right now.
So that's going to do it this week for Golden Rule Radio. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. If you've got any questions about your personal precious metals portfolio or never dipped your foot into the gold sphere, definitely give one of us a call here at McIlvaney Precious Metals. We're happy to talk with you through your investment decisions. You can reach us on our direct line. That's 800-525-9556. You can also find more info on our website at McIlvaney.com. We're on Twitter at ICA Gold and Facebook at McIlvaney Financial. And if you use X instead of Twitter, you can also find us at ICA Gold.
And I'd like to thank you for listening.